Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 18 and verse 6. It's a beautiful passage of scripture, and this is the prayer of King David. He says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears." My dear brothers and sisters, we can all go through challenging times. And at times, you may suffer a series of defeats and setbacks. The question is, are you discouraged because the attacks have been long and tiring? Now read these words from the psalmist David and stand on them, right? And I will read it to you from the TLB version. It's a beautiful version, and I'll read for you. It says, "Lord, how I love you, for you have done such tremendous things for me. In my distress, I screamed to the Lord for his help, and he heard me from heaven. My cry reached his ears. He reached down and drew me out of my great trials. On the day when I was weakest, they attacked. But the Lord held me steady. He led me to a place of safety, for he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. What a God he is. How perfect in every way. All his promises prove true. He is the shield for everyone who hides behind him. For who is God except our Lord? Who but he is as a rock? He fills me with strength and protects me wherever I go." Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, you have heard it before, and you know what to do. Spend more time with God in prayer and reading his word. Instead of striving in your own strength, plug into God and start flowing in his strength. Check and see who is on the throne of your life. If it is anyone other than the Lord, including yourself, it's an idol that must be dethroned, right? If there's anything, it could be yourself, it could be your sport, it could be your job, it could be your music, right? That takes the precedence over Christ, that is an idol, and it must be dethroned, right? Now, may ask me a question. How long will this battle last? My dear brothers and sisters, only God knows, and he will never permit the attack you face to be greater than the great grace he provides. Remember that, all right? Always remember that. Today, God is saying to you, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Amen? As mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." So stay encouraged. Stay strong in the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning that you have added into our lives. A beautiful day. We are grateful to you that we are in the land of the living, that we can once again have an opportunity to glorify your name, to lead our lives and our lifestyles that will please you, that will be a testimony to the world that we are the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. Today, Lord, I pray that you will lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, Lord, if your people have gone through discouragements or distresses in their lives, or fear has overcome their heart, Lord, I release your anointing of healing and your anointing that breaks any and every yoke of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I, Father, destroy every chain and every fetter of the devil from the lives of your people now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we want to say thank you and we give you the praise. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, we take authority over every demon of infirmity and we cast it out in Jesus' name. For the word of God tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and we were made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. I speak Shabbat Shalom to you, and I remind you that go into the house of God this Sunday morning. Worship the Lord God Almighty together with the saints and give him the glory, for he deserves it all. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend ahead of you. Have a wonderful, fantabulous time with your family. God be with you and God bless you. Bye for now.